Good morning.
Good morning.
Right now, you're the only one on, so let's get a few minutes.
Okay, well, my guest just left for Walmart, and so perfect timing. It was 9:01. I'll have to mute because I'll have to be in the kitchen, but at least I can listen.
Not a problem. Actually, we can we'll get started, and hopefully some other people will come on.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay. Today's class is a class on the Psalms. You can find the handout on the unique astrological times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. Or if you're on a mobile device, at the bottom of the page. You'll find the link on the unique astrological times landing page under the section Ta'anit Dibur. And that's located it's a very large section of the previous recordings called Ta'anit Dibur. That's spelled T-A-A-N-I-T. Second word, D-E-B-U-R. When you get there, there are two links. One is titled the Psalms landing page, and one is titled it's really just that one link for now. And in the middle, right after a few minutes after we get started, there'll be another link that will take you to the Machon Mamre website. And you'll need to scroll down to Psalm 36, which is the psalm for today.
Brandon.
Good morning. We're just getting started, Brandon.
Okay.
We're going to be studying Psalm 36 today.
Okay, thank you.
And I will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudcha Berichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Ve'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavadhe Ve'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadonai Elohino Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kananehu. We're starting with the Psalms landing page. Please scroll down almost to the end of the page where it says Tehillim 36. Rabbi Sutton has not yet completed his translation for Psalm 36, so we will use another translation from the link that's below. When you open up that link, you'll need to scroll down to Psalm 36. The link is to a web page called Machon Mamre. And I would recommend taking some time to scroll through that website, starting with their front page, because they have all of the Tanakh in both the original Hebrew with vowels and the a translation of those words. This psalm, Psalm 36, is a message to those who follow their evil inclination that tells them, do not place the fear of God before you, and brings them to sin by beautifying evil deeds in their eyes. For so is his way. He descends to earth and corrupts them. Then he goes up to the heavenly court and prosecutes. This is the Kavanah, the traditional Kavanah, to use when saying this psalm. It's a powerful description of what the Satan does. He has two tasks. One is to entice you to follow him, to do evil, selfish actions. And then once you do that, he goes and he prosecutes you. So that he can apply strict judgment to those negative actions and return those negative actions to you as soon as possible, hoping that you will not do teshuvah. Now, why would he do that? What's his motivation for that? Because that is the task, the work that Hashem has assigned him, to entice you, to prosecute you, and to represent strict judgment. And he does his task willingly and with great passion. And if you don't know that that's what's happening, if you don't recognize Satan, you will be bound to fall to him. We all know the adage, those who do not study history are bound to repeat history. That applies to nations, it applies to groups of people, and if more specifically, it applies to individual people. It applies to you. The first word in this psalm is Lam Natzeach. And please refer to the introduction in the other link called Yearning for Redemption, the PDF that we have been using for most of the translations. There are 13 verses in Psalm 36. 13 is the gematria of the Hebrew word echad, meaning oneness, unity. But it's important to understand, why did King David put 13 verses in this psalm that's describing Satan's tasks and how he impacts people and causes them, entices them, because they always have free choice, entices us to make these mistakes? Why would he put 13? Why would he put unity into that? And that is because unity is the vaccine against selfishness. When you have true unity, when you can see the person next to you or the person distant from you physically, when you see them as you as yourself, as unified with you, you would never hurt them. This is Hashem's mercy to put 13 verses into this psalm. And now let's transition to the Machon Mamre website, chapter 36 of Psalms, verse 1. Lanatzea le'eved Hashem le'David. For the leader, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. And please remember that the word lanatzea has the meaning of a cutting or pruning, because we need to cut or prune away the negativity so that we can see the light in the other people that unifies with the light within us. The second verse. Ne'um pesha la rasha akerev libi. Ein pachad Elohim leneged einav. Transgression speaks to the wicked. Methinks there is no fear of God before his eyes. The word pesha is one of the three types of sins. This is a sin that is done purposely. Someone purposely knows that they are doing a wrong action and yet still does it. It can be forgiven. When you do teshuvah, this purposeful action is transformed into a different levels. It can be transformed into a still a negative action, but not done on purpose. And ultimately, it can be transformed into a good action. How that works is too long for this study. Notice that there are 10 words connecting to the 10 Sephirot, showing that this is a complete structure. When we realize that our purposeful negative actions is done only because we do not see Hashem in front of us. There's a famous verse from Psalms that says, keep Hashem in front of you always. How do you do that? When you don't fear God, we don't see God in front of your eyes. How do you do it? How do you change that action, that behavior? And you start by visualizing the four-letter name of Hashem, Yud Hey Vav Hey, without any vowels, just the letters. When you can visualize all four letters, you can move on to a next step. Most people, when they first start out, are barely able to see the Yud by itself. Sometimes all they can see is the crown of the Yud. Whatever you're able to visualize in your mind's eye, in your imagination, start there and build with it by practicing it. There are 37 letters. 37 is the concealed letters in the spelled out name of Hashem. The spelling out that is the number 63. The spelling out that represents the connection of the Hashem's name to Bina, to the energy store. Because you need a lot of energy to remain focused on Hashem's name that you visualize. The third verse. Ki hechelik elav einav lim so awono lis no. For it flattered him in his eyes until his iniquity be found and he be hated. Seven words connecting to the heaven and earth combination, the seven lower sephirot. There are 29 letters, which is a connection to the month of Av, the two letters that created the month of Av, the month of the Father, the month of Leo. The two letters are the Kaf and the Tet. The Kaf created the sun. The Tet created the constellation Leo, Aryeh, the lion. Kaf and Tet have a gematria of 29, which connects to the month of Av. 29 letters. The third verse. Oh, that's the verse we just read. I want to say about that translation, while it feels stilted, it is describing if you cannot see Hashem in front of you always, at that moment, that's where you're selfish thoughts find entry. If you're seeing Hashem in front of you, that's your protection to keep those selfish thoughts away. Now we have another tool, Ayin Lamed Mem, Alameh, from the 72 names of God. And that is a helpful tool as well. But the strongest tool is to visualize Hashem's name in front of you always, in your mind's eye. Have it constantly there. It's not an easy task to do. The fourth verse. Divreifiv awen umirma tadal haskil. The hating. Seven words connecting to the seven lower sephirot. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise to do good. The translation is not really clear. It's saying, when you listen to Satan, or when you listen to yourself speaking, you may not be aware that the source of those words, the thoughts that you're expressing through your mouth, or Satan is expressing to you, those words are not sourced on the positive system. are 30 letters indicating to us the letter Lamed, the letter that goes above the line to connect to Hashem, the letter that means, Lamed means teacher. This is part of Hashem's mercy in helping us overcome listening to ourselves, listening to Satan try to lead us astray. Learn the lesson well. The fifth verse. Awen yachshov al mishkavo ityatsev al derech lo tov ra lo yimas. He devises iniquity upon his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He abhors not evil. This is the person who's listening to Satan. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 months of the year. All the different energies of the days of the year. Letters again connecting to the level of consciousness of the energy store known as Bina. The sixth verse. Adonai Hashem b'hashamayim. Chazdecha emunacha ad shechakim. Thy loving kindness, Hashem, is in the heavens. The faithfulness reaches unto the skies. Six words connecting to heaven, connecting to Zerantin. Twenty-seven letters connecting to all of the energy of the vessel, all 27 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, the 22 letters and the 5 final letter forms. The seventh verse. Sidkatcha techare el mishpatecha tehom rabba adam. Thy righteousness is like the mighty mountains. The judgments are like the great deep. Man and beast, thou preserves Hashem. The 10 Sephirot connecting to a complete structure of 10 Sephirot, which is a partsuf. Which partsuf? Let's count the letters. Forty-two letters connecting to creation, which is Yesod. The ninth verse. Yir v'yum mideshen v'techa v'nachal adanecha tashkem. 6 words connecting to this to Zerunpim, to the heaven. They are abundantly satisfied with the fatness of the house, and thou makest them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Twenty-six letters connecting to Hashem. Now, this is an unusual understanding of this verse. If we didn't know the Kavanah dealing with Satan, we would interpret this as an extremely positive description. People are satisfied with the pleasures. People are satisfied with what Hashem provides them. And it's talking about Zerampim. And it's talking about a connection to Hashem. But these are the vaccine against remaining satisfied with the pleasures that Satan gives us. He entices us to sin by showing us and giving us certain pleasures. But then he takes all of that back. He gives you pleasures. He allows you to proceed on his path for a little while. But then when you bought into his path, he drops you and the chaos comes pouring on you. God forbid. The 10th verse. Kimcha bekor chayim beorcha nire or. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light do we see light. Seven words connecting to the lower seven sephirot. Heaven and earth in unity. Five letters connecting to the complete structure of the five worlds within the five worlds. And I miscounted the words. There's only six connecting to heaven, to Zerunpim. My mistake again. I was counting verse 9. Let me start over with verse 10. There are seven letters connecting to the unity. There are 25 letters connecting to the five worlds within the five worlds. The 11th verse. Meshochas decha leyodecha v'tzid kadcha leyishreilev. Continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Twenty-six letters connecting to Hashem's gematria of his name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. The 12th verse. Al-Tivo-Eni Regel gawal yad rashaim al tani demi. Let not the foot of pride overtake me, and let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. Eight words connecting to Bina, the energy store, the energy we need to resist the temptations of Satan, which is what the verse is literally expressing. Thirty letters connecting to the letter Lamed. It goes above the line to connect to Hashem. It has the meaning of teaching and lessons and education, which is the tool, this Torah study, that gives us the strength to resist the negative system as it tries to entice us away. The 13th verse. Sham naflu po aleyawin dohu velo yachlu. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are thrust down and are not able to rise. Eight words connecting to Bina. Twenty-six letters connecting to Hashem. If this is Hashem's mercy, where he gives you a connection to pull you back up, even while he says, King David says, that if you fall to Satan, you're going to not be able to rise. That's a falsehood. It's not a falsehood, because while you're there in that fallen state, receiving all the chaos you need to cleanse yourself, it feels like you are unable to rise. But the connection of these 26 letters, connection to Hashem, it gives you the tool to pull yourself out of that situation. I will now read the 13 verses in the Hebrew in sequence to complete our study.
Lamnatzeach leved Hashem leDavid Neum pesha larasha bekerev libi Ein pachad Elohim leneged enav. Mi hechelik Ela beina lim so I will know least no di rapid I when lumir ma sadal the haskell le hati I when yaksho al mishkago yit yatsev al derech lo tora lo yimas Hashem b'chashamayim chazdecha emunatcha ad shehakim. Tzidkata tehare el mishpatecha tehom rabba adam uvematoshia Hashem. Mayakar chazdecha Elohim uve adam betzel. Tanafecha Yehesayun Yirweyun Mideshen Beitecha V'nachal Adamecha Tashkem Kimcha B'kor Chaim B'orcha Nire Or Meshoch hazdecha lid echa v'tzidkatcha liyishreilev. Al tivoeni regel gawa v'yad rishayim. Al tinideni Sham naflu po ale awen dohu velo yachlu kom kum. Does anyone have any questions? Our class tomorrow night will be a Zohar class at 7 o'clock for the Parashah Balak. I stress people should listen to Parashat Ukat tomorrow because it gives you the vaccine against death. Cleanses all the tuma, the impurity of death that has attached itself to you. Because living in this world that is inundated with the same tuma of death, how can we get out of it? And to one extent, maybe we can't. But by listening to the Parsha of Hukat, we receive a protection shield and a cleansing mechanism. Between the last time we read that paragraph of the Para Aduma. So this is the end of our class. Were there any questions? I bid you all Shabbat Shalom, Shalom Gadol, a significant large amount of peace and serenity in your life. As you head into the Shabbat, and yes, you receive the energy of Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.